This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 28th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Now a note from John Lothian. Don't forget to register for FIA Boca V to be held on March 16th to 18th. While there will be no golf or endless meetings by the pool, there will be great content from our industry peers sharing their latest thoughts about industry trends and happenings. JLN will be providing coverage as we have for other recent FIA virtual conferences. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign overnight, but the campaign is nearing 10% of our goal. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Do you have a story to tell about the path to electronic trading? How about the beginning of the financial futures? Or were you an open outcry trader? Contact me and let's talk about getting you interviewed for one of our stories. You can reach me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Would you like one of our The World Needs Journalist hoodies? I have some inventory. They are $45 plus shipping. Let me know. Speaking of hoodies, Bernie Sanders sold 1.8 million worth of merchandise with a picture of him and his mittens from the inauguration and donated it to charity. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Matt Rabel. A luxury condo in Brighton, East Sussex, UK, has been listed for sale via Bitcoin and Ethereum. The seller is a cryptocurrency entrepreneur. I'm not familiar with UK property taxes, but I imagine they are no more fun than the ones we have to do in the US every year. And paying taxes on property you bought in Bitcoin is sure to be even more vexing than the usual amount. From Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News, FIA 2020 volume review shows global growth, geographic evolution of industry. While activity in the futures and options was undeterred by the pandemic in 2020, logging record volume for a third year in a row, a closer look at data produced by the Futures Industry Association show a shift in recent years in where that volume occurred and what was most actively traded. In a webinar held Wednesday, Will Ackworth, Senior Vice President of Publications, Data and Research at the FIA, acknowledged that much of the growth in 2020 derivatives trading was driven by nascent markets in India, China, and Brazil. In a ranking by 2020 volume, the National Stock Exchange of India was the leading global exchange, followed by Brazil's B3 at number 2. CME Group was ranked at number 3, according to the FIA. To read the rest of the story, visit johnlothiannews.com. We have some sponsored content today in the newsletter. A special report, first year anniversary workshop of TOCOM-JPX Electricity Futures. Asia's most successful electricity futures at Tokyo Commodity Exchange and Japan Exchange Group celebrated its first year of listing with a co-hosted webinar with QuickCorp on December 15, 2020. This event was attended by over 250 people from 152 companies. At the workshop, the Director General of Commerce and Service Industry Policy at METI gave an opening remarks, and Mr. Ishibashi of AstMax Trading Inc. gave a keynote speech on electricity trading and risk management. In the panel discussion, traders from different power companies shared their experiences in using TOCOM electricity futures and their internal risk control systems. They pointed out that there is still a huge opportunity in electricity futures market in Japan, and requested the exchange to list a new product such as those converting the Hokkaido and Kyushu areas and change the product design to extend contract months. For more details, there's a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. From Jillian Tett of FT, has time lost meaning for you? Join the club. COVID-19 is teaching us that the symbols and structures that give shape to our lives do not need to be set in stone. For the past few weeks, a guilty secret has been lurking in my living room, a pine tree about 9 feet tall, with silver and gold ornaments and a wonky star on top. Yes, our Christmas tree, still. A comment by John Lothian. Time has gone digital and moved from a tick to tock. From McCain Otani from the Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Bets founder reckons with legacy. Jamie Rogozinski likens recent surge in GameStop shares to a train wreck happening in real time. The man who created Reddit's Wall Street Bets isn't who you think he is. He's 39 years old. He lives in Mexico City with his wife, a physician, and spent his weeks chasing after their 3-year-old twins and tending to his day job as a consultant. Hardly the sort of character one might associate with the roiling investment forum. He never imagined the Reddit community he created in 2012 would morph into a force so powerful that it would send GameStop Corp shares into overdrive, nearly topple a hedge fund, and leave professional money managers around the country staring at Twitter with their mouths agape. A comment by John Lothian, "The market will write his legacy." From Ezra Klein of the New York Times, "The new virus strain make the next 6 weeks crucial. Let's not wait until we wrap the car around the tree to start pumping the brakes. I hope in the end that this article reads as alarmism. I hope that a year from now it's a piece people point to as an overreaction. I hope. Coronavirus cases are falling. Vaccination numbers are rising. We are already jabbing more than 1 million people a day, which means President Biden's initial goal of 100 million vaccinations in 100 days was far too conservative. In California, where I live, Governor Gavin Newsom lifted the statewide stay-at-home order. It feels like a dawn is breaking." A comment by John Lothian, "I am going to start to wear 2 masks instead of just one." And now Wednesday's top three. Our most read story Wednesday was the Financial Times, "Reddit traders wage battle against Wall Street." Second was Wall Street Journal's, "How GameStop's Reddit and options-fueled stock rally happened." And more from Reddit and GameStop News was third, the New York Times, "Can anything stop GameStop?" And now your MarketsWiki stats of the day. There have been 198,677,193 pages viewed of 25,178 pages, with a total of 229,607 edits. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a 90-day free trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.